You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Okay, let's get it. Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona, ESPN Radio, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST. And right here for the Locked On LSU podcast, brought to you by Stat Hero. Baseball Tigers continue getting ready for Tennessee in the Super Regional round this week in Knoxville. We'll get to some of the latest that you need to know, but the LSU baseball program could also be closing in on hiring a new baseball coach. A report from Kendall Rogers of D1 Baseball on Wednesday evening is that Pat Casey, the former Oregon State coach, has emerged as a front runner for the job, and we could have a decision whether or not Pat Casey will be the head coach at LSU at some point today, Thursday. Now, I want to be very clear with my feelings on this because there are two very conflicting sides of this Pat Casey story. One is the on-field part of the story. So let me just be clear about that first. Pat Casey won 3 national titles at Oregon State. He built a juggernaut in Corvallis, Oregon. For those who say, well, Pat Casey is a Pacific Northwest guy and he wouldn't fit in the SEC, Pat Casey's teams kicked the crap out of SEC teams up and down the field while he was in Corvallis, and that includes LSU. I have no doubt whatsoever that Pat Casey, who has won 3 national titles, could come to Baton Rouge, inherit a team with guys like Trey Morgan and Dylan Cruz, Javon Coleman, Jordan Thompson, you know the rest, and have this team in Omaha and competing for a national championship immediately. He's 62 years old, and you might say, why hire an older coach? I would compare it similar to when the women's basketball program hired Van Chancellor. You had a ready-made roster that was ready to compete nationally. You had a guy with a championship pedigree who had won 4 WNBA titles. You knew he wouldn't be there long, but maybe he could be the guy that gets you over the hump. Maybe that could be Pat Casey. Probably would be something Pat Casey is capable of doing. The other side of the story, though, that is absolutely unavoidable is that Pat Casey is also the coach who allowed Luke Heimlich to pitch for his team in 2018 after it was revealed that Heimlich had pleaded guilty to sexually molesting his young niece. I don't need to go too deep into the details. It's public record, and you can go look it up. But the short of the story is that when Heimlich was 15 years old, a young relative accused him of inappropriately touching her. He pleaded guilty, although Heimlich later said he did nothing wrong but pleaded guilty to avoid going to court and going to trial and putting his family's business out publicly, and they were encouraged to do that. I don't know who to believe, who you believe. I wasn't there, but what I do know is that if Luke Heimlich did what he is accused of doing, I don't care how old you are, it is heinous and cannot be overlooked. And Pat Casey allowed Luke Heimlich to play baseball for his team because he was the best pitcher in college baseball. Luke Heimlich very likely would have been the first pick in the draft. He was a 1-1 guy. He was the National Pitcher of the Year in 2018, pitching for Oregon State. The guy was an incredible talent, and Pat Casey allowed him to pitch for his program despite these allegations coming forward. Had Pat Casey at some point come forward and addressed those allegations, maybe we would know why he allowed Luke Heimlich to return to the team. But Heimlich and Casey never publicly addressed it while Heimlich was at Oregon State. When you fast forward to the current state of LSU, with Title IX lawsuits being filed left and right, allegations against players, former and current coaches and administrators, the fact that LSU would even consider bringing Pat Casey to Baton Rouge is mind-boggling. If LSU does hire Pat Casey, they will have to be in front of this story. You can't wait and allow this question to be asked and not have a suitable response. But I would also turn it back and say, why? Why is it worth the effort? Why is it worth the potential headache? Why is it worth unearthing this story again and staining your athletic department at LSU with this story, which was such an egregious public relations disaster for Oregon State? On the field, it makes a lot of sense. For everything that comes along with Pat Casey, it's a head-scratcher at best and a total disaster at worst. We should have an answer relatively soon. If and when we do, we'll talk about it. What we do know is that LSU is getting ready for regional baseball, super regional baseball, excuse me. In the meantime, very pleased to tell you about Stat Hero. Do you know 85% of people that play daily fantasy sports lose? I mean, is it really that surprising after all? I mean, the game's kind of rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts, who have a lot more tools and more time. So really, you don't stand a chance, which is why Stat Hero is here. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. So here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineup, dares you to beat them. It's you against the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes, winner take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineup ahead of time. No one else does that. So here's what you do. Go to stathero.com/lockedon, sign up for free, and right now you can get 3 times back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match. That's unheard of. So go to stathero.com/lockedon. Again, stathero.com/lockedon. And of course, as you're counting your winnings, if you need a snack, Built Bar is the best. BuiltBar.com. The best tasting protein bar in the world is Built Bar. High protein, high fiber, low calorie, low sugar, incredible. Gluten-free, perfect for keto. Order today, get that raspberry, that mint brownie, whatever flavor you like at BuiltBar.com. Find your favorite flavor, soft and chewy, tastes amazing. Every Built Bar covered in 100% chocolate, and you can save when you use the promo code LOCKED15. Make your first order, use the promo code LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, to get 15% off your first order. Again, promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Future of LSU baseball, still a question, who will be the guy? But what we know is that in the immediate future, LSU is about to head to Knoxville to take on the Vols in a super regional rematch. Had a chance to visit with Todd Walker, of course, SEC legend, all-time LSU great, now at the SEC Network. Get a thumbnail preview of LSU and Tennessee in the Super Regional. Start by asking him how these LSU hitters match up against that Tennessee rotation.
Oh, I think they'll do fine. I mean, you know, they're not elite, Tennessee, but they're very good. Those three you just mentioned, Will Heflin struggled a little bit in the SEC tournament. The other two threw fairly well. I love the top four guys. Well, now I guess five. I always thought Zach Arnold could hit, man. I mean, he's been inserted there to extend the lineup out a little bit, give it a little more depth. So he's been hitting in the two hole in that regional. But with Zach Arnold mixed in with Dugas and Doty and the two superstar freshmen, I think they're very good, the first five. And then, you know, it depends on who gets it going, 6 through 9. Bianco has the ability. And I've always said to win championships, you got to have guys do what you don't expect them to do. So somebody 6 through 9 is going to have to step up, get hot, you know, and I think they have a real good chance. The biggest difference, as you know, in the Tennessee series early in the year was LSU walked 19 guys in that series. If they throw strikes, they got a chance.
LSU walked 19 guys, and they struck out a ton. Chad Dallas had a career-high 11 strikeouts. I don't know how much you remember that series, Todd, but like, what could be different for LSU this go-around that went so badly against Chad Dallas in that 3-1 loss in that game one of that series?
Well, unfortunately, you're not going to like my answer, and that is nothing. I've watched the one thing. I mean, there's a lot to love about Dylan Cruz, and it's what they're teaching the hitters now, is with 2 strikes, come out of your shoes and swing for the fence. I don't love that as a hitter that was taught the 2-strike approach. So I don't think that a lot is going to change. They're not going to all of a sudden develop a 2-strike approach and cut the strikeouts down. But they will compete offensively. You know, if a couple strike out on that 2-strike big swing, another guy will hit a home run. So I think they'll compete. I think the main deal is what we just said, the walk. Like, you're not going to see LSU staff walk 19 guys in this series. And if they don't, they've got a real shot. Remember, that series, they lost all three games with a total of four runs. Yeah. Two run games and a two-run game, and that's with putting that many guys on base.
Yeah, it was LSU got walked off twice in that series. By the way, you mentioned Arnold going to the two-hole. The other kind of big change was Dylan Cruz moved to the leadoff spot there for the final three games of that Super Regional. Do you like Dylan Cruz in the leadoff spot?
Yeah, because he's a fastball guy, you know, and you're going to get a lot of fastballs early. I don't think it changes much with that kid, whether he hits two, three, one, or four. I think he can fit all the spots. And people think if you move in the lineup, it's not that big of a deal. It is. It makes a huge difference. But for a good hitter like Dylan Cruz, up two's two strikes. Again, the one thing I would develop real quickly is a two-strike approach, cut the swings down, because once you get to the next level, you got these real swing-and-miss guys up there that, you know, that's going to make your average go down pretty quick. But he's got talent for the first two strikes. And, you know, I think you could put him anywhere in the lineup, and he's going to be effective.
Todd Walker is with us. Another guy you mentioned is Drew Bianco, who, you know, Todd, I remember you and I spoke earlier in the season, and, you know, one of the things we talked about with guys like Bianco and Beloso, where Bianco struck out a lot. I mean, he was struck out about half of his ABs, and Beloso was a guy who barely struck out at all. Well, now, in the final month of the season carrying into the postseason, their roles have basically flipped. I mean, Bianco's in there every day, and he is raking, and Beloso can't get into the lineup. What difference have you seen with Drew Bianco that's led to this about face for him over the last, call it, 6 weeks?
Confidence. And when he got put in the midweek game prior to the series where they went and played Ole Miss, he's been pretty consistently in the lineup ever since. And that's the biggest difference for any player, right, is just seeing pitches and gaining your confidence. I think he's actually gained confidence defensively. He's done so well.
Yeah.
On the other side of the ball, he's carried over to his offensive side, you know. And again, he's not lighting up the world, but he's got a chance to. I think he's talented offensively. And he's one of those guys I'd watch for in the bottom third of that lineup that has a real chance to ignite this offense.
He's on Twitter at ToddWalker12. By the way, are you going to be on the call for any of the Super Regionals?
Yeah, I got Arkansas, NC State, so that'll be a fun one too. I wish we were there, but we're not. So we're all remote still for the Super Regionals, locked in our rooms calling these games. But it's going to be rocking in Fayetteville.
I did see, though, that you will be in Omaha, though, correct?
Yeah, and then weird, the NCAA now governs all this. So the SEC governed the tournament. We got to go there and do it live, and it was a lot of fun. No hiccups. And then the regional supers, we've been relegated to the rooms again for the remotes. And then, for some reason in Omaha, they open it back up, and we'll be out there. So I think there'll be three or four SEC teams out there, so it'll be a lot of fun.
And I want to ask you about the other super regionals just a second. A couple more, though, about LSU and Tennessee. David Coleman really had his coming out party. I mean, lefty throwing 94 obviously is a big deal at the college level. But what worked so well for him on Sunday? And do you think that's replicatable this weekend for Coleman whenever we see him against Tennessee, assuming we do?
Yeah, because he's fastball dominant. The answer is he controls that fastball. And then you work off that with your secondary pitches, get some swing and misses. But it all starts with being able to locate the fastball. And then just like we said with the hitter, confidence. You know, throwing pitches with conviction. You're starting to see Coleman gain confidence every time he goes out there. Even though what happened in the Ole Miss series happened, you know, I think that the fact that he got on the mound then till now has, just like we said with Bianco, getting in there more consistently will make you a better player. And I think that's what you're seeing in Coleman is confidence. The pitch locations on the fastball and then working off of that.
Do you have any insight or just opinion on how LSU should handle how they set up their rotation this weekend?
Well, Landmark threw through Monday night. So how many pitches do you have? 30-some-odd pitches?
So he threw 101 on Friday, and then on 2 days rest, came back on Monday and threw 47.
Okay, 47. So 147. Kevin Copps for Arkansas, best pitcher in the country, by the way, threw 190 this past weekend. So that's something, when you ask me that question, I'm thinking about Arkansas too. I'm like, wow. Yeah. He's either superhuman or it's going to affect him. Since the series starts Saturday instead of Friday, what is that, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it gives him 4 days rest. I think you'll see the normal rotation. I think you'll see Landon where I'm seeing now. I don't think they can – well, maybe they will. I'm not in that room because there's a lot of different ways to go about this. A.J. Leavis threw game three in the regional. I would throw him game two, especially if you get beat the first game. You throw A.J. Leavis. But what I think will happen is that they haven't already announced it. It's all hands on deck. So if I'm the manager or the coach, I'm announcing the Saturday night starter, game one, and everybody else is coming out of the pen, you know, because this is different than the regular season. You got to win. And so A.J. Leavis may come out of the pen. Mikhail Hillier may come out of the pen. And if you don't use them game one, then you start one on game two, depending on if you win or lose. But if you lose game one, you have to throw Leavis, I think.
We always appreciate a couple of minutes from Todd Walker, and certainly we appreciate BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. BetOnline.ag, they are the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. By now you know, of course, baseball season is in full swing. You can track all of the action at BetOnline.ag and place your wagers. NBA, NHL postseason in full swing as well. Daily bets, futures bets, prop bets, it's all there at betonline.ag. They even have live in-game betting lines. So if the game already started, no worries. You can bet during the game at betonline.ag. Don't sit on the side. This is your chance to get in the game as your team preps for a run through the playoffs. Betonline.ag. Remember, free to sign up mobile or desktop. When you sign up, be sure you enter the code Locked On, one word, Locked On, to get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, use the promo code Locked On, one word, Locked On, at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. A week ago, we learned James Craig out as LSU's offensive line coach. It took less than 2 days for LSU to hire Brad Davis, although LSU has not formally yet announced that hire. It is worth noting a contract has to be formally approved by the LSU Board of Supervisors, and the board doesn't meet again until June the 18th. So that's 10 days from now. That's not this Friday, but next. So any contract could be formally approved there. But Brad Davis was in town. He's working. He's going through recruiting. He was there for camps this weekend. And Ed Orgeron did give a little bit of a thumbnail on LSU's new offensive line coach.
Game changer. And, you know, everybody, all of us in the profession knew about Davis. Up-and-coming coach from Baton Rouge. He was at Arkansas. I know several schools went after him. He wanted to come to one school, Baton Rouge.
And LSU was willing to do whatever it took to get him. Because as we learned, I'm sorry, I'm going to use Fornix. As we learned the terms of the deal, he's going to be making over $800,000 per year as an offensive line coach, which is stunning. If you think back, when LSU made Cam Cameron a $1 million coordinator, that was the first of its kind. And LSU made Dave Aranda the first $2 million defensive coordinator, which was the first of its kind. And now you have an offensive line coach making north of $800,000. It's astonishing.
Our administration didn't blame. We told them exactly what we wanted, exactly what we needed. They were ready to go. They knew of them, and everybody was on board with the hire.
It's one of the things that Scott Woodward, as we've talked about a ton, knows. Who to call to get things done, to get things pushed through. And it's also worth noting that Ed Orgeron very likely had his list ready. The way last season ended and as much turnover as there was on staff, I think whenever James Craig was let go, the thing that I said here and maybe Twitter and other places was the only thing surprising was the timing, was that it didn't happen after the season. It happened in June. But whatever the timing, obviously LSU knew which direction it was going. They targeted two guys, and Brad Davis ultimately was the guy that they landed on. Here's Ed Orgeron with a little more on LSU's new offensive line coach.
In his interview, he reminded me a lot of the things that I thought about when I was at Miami and USC. I always wanted to be back in Baton Rouge. I always wanted to coach for the Tigers and represent the state. He has the same thing and more in his heart. He's an outstanding coach, outstanding recruiters. A lot of our guys on our team have been recruited by him. He was recruiting a lot of we had three offensive line recruits in. A lot of the parents already knew him. He had great relationships. So he's hit the ground running.
So you heard Ed Orgeron mention there relationships with the recruits, and the recruits already being here on campus this weekend. Well, LSU had a big camp, big prospect camp this past weekend, and there were hundreds, if not more than 1,000 high school kids that came through LSU's campus over the weekend. It was a massive recruiting opportunity for the first time having high school students and recruits back on campus. Here was Ed Orgeron talking about this first weekend of camps.
Yeah, you know I love it. I love getting out teaching the grass, especially coaching fundamentals again, getting out there and coaching the young guys, and was fired up to have a lot of the top prospects in the state and in the South at our camp. And a lot of those guys were already committed to us. I was very impressed with the offensive line and defensive line, the type of players that were at the camp with the intensity level, the techniques that they were using. There were some wars going on, one-on-one, as you guys saw it.
Will Campbell, of course, from Neville, the five-star offensive lineman who is committed to LSU, the second highest-rated player in the state of Louisiana. He was in town, as was Walker Howard. It was a virtual who's who. Jake Johnson, the tight end son, or Brad Johnson, brother of quarterback Max Johnson, was also in town this past weekend. So it was a great chance for LSU and the coaching staff to get a look in person at a lot of these recruits for the first time this past weekend. And there's another camp coming up this weekend.
On Saturday, Coach Bagwell has to head up our 7-on-7 tournament. We have 42 teams coming to LSU. That's over 1,500 kids will be on our campus with their family on Saturday at LSU. What a tremendous day. And then we have four official visitors coming in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it'll be another full weekend.
Ed Ogeron already doing work recruiting. It's the thing that everybody who talks about Ed Ogeron, if there is any consensus, it is his sweet spot, his superpower, the thing he is elite at is recruiting. And you could tell, like, if you, a lot of the recruiting analysts who are at the camp, they're putting videos out on Twitter. The thing that you could just so obviously tell is how much he loves interacting with recruits when they're on campus. And that is absolutely magnetic. It's one of the reasons that kids commit to him. They want to play for him. Their commitment to him and him to them. It's why LSU will always have a roster when you couple all of the assets and the history that LSU has. With a guy like that assembling a staff of recruiters, while they will always have elite talent, and they're continuing to stockpile again. This class of 2022 with 12 commits already. And 9 from Louisiana in a year in Louisiana where there was a bumper crop of elite talent. And LSU's already got many of the top players in the state, 9 already committed for the class of 2022. Remember today on the Locked On Today podcast, what is the plan for the Steelers at quarterback after Big Ben? They discuss that more on the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And be sure to subscribe right here as well to Locked On LSU wherever you get your podcast. We'll be back certainly for a Friday episode as we get you a full preview of the LSU Tennessee Super Regional and the latest on the LSU baseball coaching search. We'll see you tomorrow. Locked On LSU, your team every day.